Well, I don't know about you, but I have a drawer full and even a cupboard full of kitchen gadgets that I don't use very often. But I do like my magic bullet. I use that for smoothies just about every day. Do you have a favorite kitchen gadget? I'm Joy Curdine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August 4th. It's good to be back with you after taking a week off. Thanks to John Munson for filling in for me last week. Our guest this hour will share with us some new and classic kitchen gadgets that work as promised and help make meal and treat preparation much easier. And we will welcome your questions and your reviews. Do you have a favorite kitchen gadget? Or do you have one that you think was a waste of money? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Curdine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Curdine Show. Our guest is Anna Thomas Bates, a freelance writer who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. She writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section. You can also find her writing in Edible Madison, The Isthmus, and Brava magazine. She recently wrote the article, Be the Master of Your Kitchen. Here are all the gadgets you'll need this summer to grill, slice and dice, and create things tasty like a pro. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Good to have you back with us. So is this sort of an annual thing for you to do to kind of test new gadgets and give us a list of ones that actually work?
This is my first time, but it was a lot of fun. I hope to repeat it.
And you did do your own testing, and you also looked to America's Test Kitchen for some advice?
Yeah, it was a mix of both. They're certainly the master. They do it every single day, but I have some own in my kitchen, and I got a few samples as well.
Yeah, so do you have your article is all about some fun and, efficient summer gadgets. Do you have a favorite one for this summer?
Oh, for this summer, the one I like, I actually got it last year, and I just love it, and it's a julienne peeler. It looks like a little vegetable peeler, but when you actually drag it down the vegetable, it creates long, thin strips. So it's a really nice way to use up some of those zucchinis in salads.
Neat. So what makes this gadget better than the rest?
You know, it's just a different way to eat vegetables. You get so much wonderful things from the farmer's market and your garden, and sometimes they just pile up. And if you can find a little different way to slice and dice them or cook with them, it just makes getting through them and enjoying them all the better.
And speaking of peeling, wasn't there a gadget to actually peel corn that you liked?
Yes, and, you know, as Lisa McManus at the American Test Kitchen pointed out, a lot of these things can be done with a really sharp knife,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need a gadget. But I must have poor technique when it comes to slicing kernels off a cob, because every time I do it, they fly all over the counter, all over the floor, and it makes me a little crazy. And I have little kids in braces, so I need to cut the kernels off quite a bit. And OXO came out with a corn peeler this year that is a little bit curved, so it fits the cob, and it also has a guard on it, so it basically catches all the kernels and makes sure they fall directly down to your cutting board.
Oh, that makes it easy then, yeah. So what about this cherry pitter that I see here? I'm going to Door County next weekend, and I'll probably pick up some cherries there. Do you think this is worth it?
If you're going to deal with more than a handful at a time, definitely. And we know there's nothing like Wisconsin cherries, and they don't come around very often. So I like to stock up and buy many, many pounds of them. And I used to have a handheld one that only did one at a time. My hand would get tired, and also it would splatter cherry juice everywhere. So the few cherry pitters that I tested all did more than once, anywhere from 4 to 7, and they also would catch the pits and all the juice that would splatter. So it was a very efficient and neat way to get through a lot of cherries at one time.
Yeah, and I understand that you also liked a pop maker.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the kitchen gadgets kind of fall into two categories, one which makes a job easier, and also things that are just plain fun. Of course, you can make popsicles with paper cups and wooden popsicle sticks, no problem at all. But Zoku has a gadget called a quick pop maker, and it's basically you keep the canister in your freezer, and when you want to make popsicles, you pull it out, you fill each of the little slots with whatever you're making, put in these sticks, and you can have a popsicle in 7 minutes.
That's great. That is wonderful. So, I'm sorry, you said that we have, because sometimes I think of a kitchen gadget, I just think of that that thing that's taking up space in the drawer. But there are gadgets that are more elaborate than, you know, say, a vegetable peeler. There's even rate or looked at ice cream makers.
Yeah, we probably get a little bit into smaller appliances on mm-hmm. a few of these. But, you know, for summertime, there's something that you're not going to use every single day.
Yeah, so what about the ice cream makers? I think I'd like to have one of those just because.
I love homemade ice cream, and we make it all the time. And Cuisinart makes the one that's probably the most popular and the most reasonable. It's about $40. And again, you keep the canister in your freezer and you pull it out, you fill it up. There's a little tool that goes inside and that makes ice cream in about 30 minutes and it makes very good ice cream. There's also one called the Winter Snow that the America's Test Kitchen really loves, and I would love to have it. It's a couple $100, though, so it's not in my budget yet. But that one you don't have to keep in your freezer. You plug it in, and it has a motor, and it freezes the ice cream that way. But also this summer, and I didn't try this one out, but it certainly sounds like fun, Chefin came out with something called the Sweet Spot, and it's a platter that you keep frozen, and you pour the ice cream batter directly onto this platter, and you scrape it. And as you scrape it, you're creating ice cream, and it makes ice cream in just a couple minutes right in front of your eyes. So I think it would be a lot of fun for kids. And there also was a note on the website that said you can make frozen margaritas with it.
Well, there you got an extra bang for your buck there. So you can also, I didn't even know this existed, you can make your own ice cream cones with an ice cream cone maker.
Definitely more of a niche tool if you're really serious about it. But if you've ever walked into a good ice cream shop and they're making their own cones, the smell is just unbelievable. So there really is nothing tastier than a homemade ice cream cone. It's basically like a waffle iron, but it makes the waffle that comes out very, very thin. As soon as it comes out, you wrap it around a little mold, and then it cools and it forms an ice cream cone. So it's very delicious.
And I don't know if this is really necessary, but it might be convenient. You can buy a heated ice cream cone scoop.
Yeah, that's actually a really popular one. It's heated with the heat of your own hand, so it's not electric or anything. But as you hold on to the scoop, there's a liquid in there that warms it up and just makes scooping really cold ice cream a little bit easier.
We are talking about some of the best kitchen gadgets for this summer, and we're welcoming any questions you might have for our guest, and we're welcoming any reviews that you might have. And it doesn't have to be just summertime. I'm wondering if you have ever purchased a kitchen gadget thinking it will make your slicing and dicing or meal preparation much easier, but you were disappointed. You only found out you wasted your money. Or maybe you do have a go-to, can't-live-without kitchen gadget that you'd like to rave about. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Anna Thomas Bates. She wrote about kitchen gadgets that really do work. We have posted that article on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August 4th. We are talking with our guest, a food writer, a freelance writer, Anna Thomas Bates, who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com and also writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section. She recently wrote an article on kitchen gadgets, and we have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we are talking about some of the kitchen gadgets that are worth it, and maybe we'll get into some that are not, and we're welcoming your questions and your own reviews at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So do you have a cherry pitter or a heated ice cream scoop? How about a corn stripper? Let us know what kitchen gadgets you love and maybe those that you don't love all that much. Anna in Harbor Springs, Michigan has a question. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Joy and Anna. I was wondering if you have done any reviews on Vitamixes and the like, because I'm thinking of investing in something, but I don't know if it's that Vitamixes are the ones that we hear the most about or if they really are that much better than the others.
Anna, that's a good one, and I happen to have not the Vitamix, but the BlendTec, which is another one of those powerful blenders. And as far as just being a powerful blender in itself, depending upon what you want to use it for, I adore mine, but they are quite an investment. But I probably use it almost every day. If you're going to make any smoothies and grind up anything like kale or collards or anything seriously green, you can't really do that in a typical blender. Vitamix, I've actually used that one as well. They have their pros and cons. The Vitamixes are a little quieter, which I love in retrospect. I maybe would have gotten a Vitamix, but they're also tall enough that they don't fit under standard cupboards. But, yeah, as far as the high-powered blenders go, both those brands are really well-respected, and I love mine if you're going to do a lot of pretty serious blending.
It's amazing. I posted both Anna's on my Facebook page once that I was considering, what should I get, a Vitamix? Should I get a, there's another thing called a Nutribullet. There's another thing called a, I don't know, it's a Ginsu something or other. And there were different of these high-powered blenders that you could get. And I was just saying, well, you know, which one would you get? And it was just amazing how, you know, people were very passionate about their blenders and were recommending different ones to have. I just have one of those little really cheap just magic bullets that it'll chop up ice and frozen bananas, but it won't really chop up raw kale and do the kind of job that you, if you want to put vegetables into your smoothies. Do you have any idea about that? I mean, that little bullet is just good for mixing up a frozen margarita, I think.
Yeah, I haven't tried that one, but my guess is you're right. I think when it would come to kale or carrots, it might struggle a little bit. But yeah, if anyone else has some ideas, please post on the Facebook page. But I know BlendTec and Vitamix do a really nice job with all those.
It's interesting. I did get a juicer way back in I don't know, some, probably in the 80s, got it, or very early 90s, got a juicer. And it was nice to use every once in a while, but it was just such a hassle to clean up. That's what, you know, that's what sometimes you get a kitchen gadget, and maybe it works, but it's not all that convenient.
Yeah, if you're not going to use it, then it definitely wasn't a good investment. And some of those are so bulky or so onerous that you don't take them out as often, and then you don't get your investment worth. I find that I love my food processor, but there's a lot of times where I still will just go to my knife because I don't even want to get it out from the cupboard. If I had a huge counter space and had it out, I think I'd use it a lot more.
The our next caller is Richard in Webster. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I would like to know if you're allowed to give this information over there, either specifically or generally, where you may purchase these items, some of these items, especially the corn stripper. But several of those items I was personally interested in, and I can either...
Well, I mean, I don't know. We probably won't list a whole bunch of different stores, but I'm sure if you go online, you could find them. But do you have any specific recommendations? Is this something that you can just get at any store that carries kitchen supplies, Anna?
You know, some of them are more common and others are more specific. A lot of, you know, your local kitchen stores and even, you know, the larger stores like Target and whatnot will have some of the corn things and the strawberry hullers just because it's that time of year and those are very seasonal products. We listed prices in the article, and generally I found everything on Amazon.com just to get kind of a baseline price. So I know online you can find almost all of them, but for some of the more specific ones like the julienne peeler or the soft skin, I'd maybe call the local kitchen store where you're going to go beforehand.
Yeah, so that the corn stripper or the corn peeler sounds good to you, Richard?
Yes. This time of year.
Right, exactly. Thanks very much. All right, good luck. Let's go to Steve in Rice Lake next. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hi. Say, I was just wondering if your guest, what she thinks about the low-tech items like cutting sheets. plastic cutting sheets or like my $4 serrated cheese knife. So they're the big long knives with a serrated blade. They usually got like a fork tip on the end that you can cut any kind of cheese known to man with. What do you think about those items?
The low tech, the more low tech, the better. So if you have something that works for you, it's great. And yeah, having a good knife for bread or cheese, and I have both of those, really makes the job easier. And as far as, yeah, just like Lisa McManus from American Test Kitchen said, a good sharp knife and a cutting board will take you through almost every task you need to do.
Yep. Well, those flexible cutting sheets are wonderful because you cut your items up and you transfer them right from the sheet and you roll them up and bam, you're into the pan with it.
Oh, I haven't tried one of those. That sounds great, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they're wonderful. I've got 25 of them in my kitchen. And you, when you're done cutting, you throw it in the sink and you pull another new one out and cut something else up and go right after it again.
I'm sold, yeah. In fact, I know my sister has some of those, and they're also, they can be really easy to store. You know, you don't have to have...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're cheap, and they're great.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Steve, for that reminder. So, I guess a flexible cutting sheet is what he's recommending, too. Let's see. We have Marion Madison wants to know if there is a gadget you could recommend that... works like a garlic press, but is easier to clean. There we go with that cleaning bugaboo.
Yeah, you know, I have a mixed relationship with my garlic press. There's some days where I really want really finely minced crushed garlic, but yeah, cleaning those things are just a pain. I know that America's Test Kitchen has one that they recommend, and maybe I'll look it up as we chat. Mm-hmm. I do know it's a more expensive one, about $40, but they rave about it, and one of the features they like is that it gets cleaned so easily. Otherwise, what I do most often is I use a large knife, and I just smash the garlic and then just chop through it really quickly and handle it that way so I don't have to get out my garlic press.
Yeah.
And I suppose if you were doing lots of garlic cloves at one time, if you had one of those mini food processors that are like your little magic bullet, would probably do a really nice job as well.
Right. And I know that I saw this, it was a Facebook posting of some, you know, how they sometimes you put these, they call them hacks, you know, where you might, you know, find some sort of convenient way to do something that you never thought of before for an item. And what happened here is that they put a bunch of cherry tomatoes on a plate, then put another plate on top of the cherry tomatoes on the plate, and then took a knife and they sliced through in between the two plates and cut all of the cherry tomatoes in half.
I've seen that and I tried it, and it is a great tip. The only thing I found is that you do need a very sharp knife in order for it to go through smoothly.
Okay.
So it's a great tip, and I actually rated OXO gave me something called a tomato guide, where they basically recreate that, but it's a little plastic sleeve. So it was a gadget that's not super necessary, but I have pulled it out several times because it has a track for your knife. So if your knife isn't as sharp as it maybe should be, it gets it through really nicely and safely.
Yeah, and in fact, yeah, so there is a slicer for grape tomatoes and grapes that are on your that's on your gadget list.
Yep, and that's basically what it is. It's really a plastic sleeve, so it's just recreating the hack that you just mentioned. So between two plastic lids. But it gives a track for your knife, so.
Yeah, good. Let's see. Nancy writes on Facebook, a banana storage bag. I don't know what that is. I mean, so I know that I've seen different things where you put, maybe it they don't ripen as quickly or turn brown as quickly if you have them in a bag. Is that what the deal is?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one. But, yeah, if it can keep my bananas longer or keep the fruit flies away, that would be...
All right. Well, she goes on to say that it's from Miles Kimball. Our customers love it. All right. Well, maybe we'll have to check out what exactly the banana storage bag is. And we have Mary writing on Facebook, I love microplaners. They are great for zesting lemons and making decorative chocolate curls for dessert. So the microplaner.
Yes, I completely agree. I would almost rate that as a kitchen necessity. It's a very sharp tool, grater. It's based on kind of a rasp, and you can zest any citrus fruit perfectly. You can grate ginger. You can grate garlic, which actually that's another good way to mince up your garlic without getting out a garlic press, is to grate it with a really fine grater. It can do chocolate. It can do nutmeg. The microplaners are fantastic.
Excellent. We have just a minute or so before our news break. Is there an item that you tested or one that you, I don't know, have sitting in a drawer somewhere that just really, you know, didn't do as promised?
You know, I research pretty thoroughly before I buy anything, so I use most of mine. And as far as testing them, I really wanted to focus on things that would help people and not weigh them down.
Yeah. We are talking about kitchen gadgets that work. Anna Thomas Bates, a freelance writer who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. And we are talking with her about her recent column that appeared in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section on kitchen gadgets for the summer. And we're welcoming your questions for her. We're welcoming any reviews that you have of newer or classic kitchen gadgets that you love. If you want to tell us about one that didn't really work for you, that's okay too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So do you have a favorite go-to kitchen gadget that makes meal preparation much easier? We are reviewing some new and some classic kitchen gadgets with our guest food writer this hour, and we're welcoming your questions and your favorite kitchen gadgets. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Monday, August 4th. So far we've talked about, ice cream makers, ice cream cone makers, heated ice cream scoops, microplaners, grape and cherry tomato slicers, corn strippers. What else? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We do have our guest's article and reviews of favorite summer kitchen gadgets posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you'd like to take a look at that. Anna Thomas Bates is a freelance writer who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com, writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section. You'll also find her writing in Edible Magazine, Edible Madison, The Isthmus, and Brava Magazine. And she recently wrote the article, Be the Master of Your Kitchen. Here are all the gadgets you'll need this summer to grill, slice and dice, and create all things tasty like a pro. And there are many different gadgets on your list, Anna, but I'm curious if you had to leave some off because there just wasn't enough space.
Oh, there is. There definitely were a few. One that I think is really great, especially if you do a lot of canning or preserving, is a food mill. And basically, it's a little metal container with a strainer at the bottom and then a crank on top. So you can put in cooked apples, even with the skin on, and then turn the crank, and it pushes everything through the little holes, leaving any seeds or peels behind. It also works great for tomatoes, for making tomato sauce.
Good, a food mill, sure. Let's go next to Camille in Frankfurt. Hi, Camille.
Hi. I have an answer for the person who called in asking for an alternative to a garlic press.
Okay.
And this is that's EZ roll garlic peeler. And it's just a little rubber tube. That's all it is. And you stick the garlic inside it and you roll it against the surface of the counter. And the garlic skin comes off. And if the person who called in or anyone wants to see a picture of it and how you use it, you can go to Guerrilla Chef Headquarters website. That's GUERILLA, and there are some pictures of it. But other companies, since I bought this, other companies have been making them. So they're still. It's just called EZ Roll Garlic Peeler, and they're easy to clean too. There's nothing to it.
All right. Thank you very much, Camille.
Andy.
And then the press itself, though, does more than just peel the garlic, doesn't it, Anna? Isn't it supposed to mush it up so it you can just mush it into your sauce or whatever?
Yeah, it does break it into a bunch of little tiny pieces. And just for another garlic press alternative, I also looked up while we were on the break, the America's Test Kitchen recommends the Kuhn Rikon Stainless Steel Epicurean Garlic Press because it cleans so easily.
All right, good enough. We have Amy who writes on Facebook, I heart our Keurig, that's a coffee maker, isn't it? Yeah. And but waste of money was the juicer. All right. Well,
I've definitely heard, if you look on Craigslist or eBay, you can see that many other people feel the same way about their juicer.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you would like to ask a question about a kitchen gadget or if you have a recommendation for a kitchen gadget that you really love, you think really works. John in Hudson wonders, in reference to your comment, Anna, that a good sharp knife will get you a long way, well, what do you suggest in terms of knife sharpeners?
Oh, you know, I have, well, periodically I take it to a professional to really get the edge back. I try to be good about using the little steel that comes with a lot of knife sets, so that doesn't sharpen it, but it keeps all the little burrs off. But then Chef's Choice has a knife sharpener. It's not inexpensive. I want to say it's about $140, but it has three slots, four different size knives and serrated knives, and it does a really good job.
I can't believe I missed this one on your list, because I love whipped cream. There is a mini cream whipper that I can pick up and make my own whipped cream easily.
Yeah, that's by Tavolo, and that one falls, I think, into the fun category, because, of course, with a little hand whisker or a hand mixer or, you know, a whisk and some elbow grease, you can very easily make whipped cream. But this little thing with a little cup and then a silicone plunger, and you'd put in about a half cup of cream and then just push the plunger down, and in about a minute you'd have whipped cream. So it was easy, especially for a very small amount of whipped cream, which is hard to do with a hand mixer. Plus, my two little boys just went bananas for it because it was so much fun to use the plunger and make it go up and down.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then you can make your own. You can get your own, make your own ice cream with an ice cream maker, and then you can scoop it out with your heated ice cream scoop. You can make your own whipped cream for that, and I suppose you could pit your own cherry to put the cherry on top.
There you go. You've got a sundae in the making.
Well, you did actually include some recipes to go along with the gadgets. Let me look for one that might that you might be able to. Well, maybe you have a one that you'd just like to recommend that you would like to share with us.
Sure. Well, one I did, and we didn't talk much about this yet, was grilled pizza.
Okay.
And I did a grilled fig pizza with rosemary and lemon. So rosemary, figs, and lemon are some flavors that are very complementary. And I drizzled it with a little bit of honey. So it was kind of a nice appetizer or nice ending to a meal, or if you make a big one, good for the main meal. But I love to make pizza, and we make it at least once a week. And during the summertime, it's a little unpleasant to preheat your oven for 45 minutes at 550 degrees. Mm-hmm. It really heats things up. So it's a nice option to use the grill. And, of course, you can grill a pizza right on the racks. You just grease them really well, and you put on your pizza dough, let it cook on one side, flip it, put your toppings on and close the lid and let everything warm up and melt. But there's a few pizza ovens on the market that go directly on your grill, and they mimic the restaurant, really high heat pizza oven. And I use one by Baker Stone that is basically a little box with a ceramic stone slit in it, and you slide the pizza right in, and it takes a 450-degree grill and heats it up to almost 800 degrees. So you can cook a pizza in like about 5 minutes, and it's a really nice option from turning on your oven.
Does that ever sound convenient and good? And putting figs on a pizza, that sounds just divine.
Yeah, fresh figs are. It's a fleeting season, but they're delicious when you can get them.
Yeah. Okay. Josh writes on Facebook, if you buy or grow fresh lettuce that needs to be washed before making it into a salad spinner is essential. There's really no substitute. It will get your lettuce bone dry so the dressing can actually stick to the greens. Delicious. Do you agree, salad spinner?
Yes, that's kind of with the microplane. I don't know what I would do without it. And America's Test Kitchen likes, and I agree, the OXO salad spinner. It just comes apart really easily. You can clean it really well. And I've had mine forever, although I guess their new version is even better. But, yeah, nothing can dry and get all that water off lettuce like a salad spinner. And if you eat a lot of salads, it's a must-have.
Dennis in Princeton is with us now. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Say, I own a store. We have a big kitchen section, and one of the hottest items we're selling is a company called Charles Vianson, and they make basically a saran wrap substitute. They're silicone lids that are come in multiple sizes, and how you use those is if you serve your food in a dish, you just put the silicone lid, you pick one that's the right size, and you put it on your dish and put it in the refrigerator, and from the refrigerator, you can take that dish out when you're ready to heat it up, and you put it in the microwave or in the oven. It's a great product. It's a saran wrap substitute is how I describe it to people. Can also use those silicone lids as splatter guards, and they're just quite a universal product.
Interesting. Have you heard of those, Anna?
I haven't heard of that particular one, but I'm intrigued by anything that can reduce my use of plastic. I've seen ones that are kind of like shower caps, but you're saying these are more solid?
Oh, yes, definitely. And they have a handle integrated into them. They're very attractive, like in a hibiscus flower shape or a sunflower shape or a lily pad. And they integrate a handle into those. And they're quite popular. We sell a lot of them, and for the reasons I stated, you know, you just
Dennis,
don't have to use a Tupperware.
You call it a, you know, sort of a substitute for saran wrap. What is the actual name of the item?
They're called a silicone lid.
A silicone lid, okay.
Right. They're known more by their name, Charles Vianson.
All right. Thanks very much. Let's go next to Scott in Whitewater. Hello, Scott.
Hi. I got this as like one of the silly gifts when you go to like kind of a, it was just like a little gathering, and it was a piece of Tupperware, and I was about 20 years old when I received it, and that was about 20 years ago. And it's called a cutter, strainer, slicer, and I just love this thing. I've had it for over 20 years, and it's just a handle with a white piece of plastic, and then it kind of expands, and it's got like a strainer. It's like a half circle, and it's got little knobs on it so you can hold it up against the pan. You can strain your macaroni or spaghetti or vegetables. It's got a little sharp point on the plastic so you can kind of chop things up in your pan and stir with it. And we just love it. We use it all the time.
Thanks very much. Have you heard of that one, Anna?
I haven't, but if you've used it for 20 years, it certainly stands the test of time. That's great.
It sure. It reminds me of a gift I got when my husband and I were married 28 years ago that I just used yesterday. I mean, I used it yesterday. We still have it. It's just a plate cover for the microwave. You put it over something so it doesn't splatter, and it's just one of those typical little things, and it lasts a long time.
Great.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's definitely something for everybody. You know, as I looked online, there's ones that I thought were kind of silly or overly specific, but I'm sure there's someone out there who finds it useful. But I was laughing as I was looking on one website for kitchen tools. There was no fewer than 6 different tools to deal with an avocado.
Is there one that you would recommend, though? I need to know to get that darn pit out of there.
I'm sure there's people out there, but I just use a big knife. I slice around the edge, I split it open, and then I kind of forcefully dig the end of my knife into the pit, the heel of the knife, and then pull the pit out. And then, yeah, I just use a spoon or a knife to get it out. But there, if you have trouble with an avocado, there apparently is a tool for you.
How about a mango slicer or peeler or something?
Yeah, that's another one that I just use a knife for. And
yeah,
it's so specific, and I don't eat them enough to justify the use of a tool. But, yeah, there's a lot of different fruit scoops and banana cutters and really specific ones. So I think if you probably eat them every day, it may be worth it. But
well, let's kind of recap. You talked about, so there were a couple of must-have kitchen tools or gadgets that you've recommended during the hour. The microplaner, the salad spinner, a good sharp knife. Is there anything else that you don't think that we can't live without?
You know, I think Kitchen shears are another good one, and I think someone mentioned this on your Facebook page, but a good pair of scissors can take the place of a knife or snap through like a chicken backbone, help with deboning. So a good pair of kitchen shears is another workhorse.
Yeah, and as we kind of wrap up, just in terms of fun summer gadgets or summer kitchen gadgets that just make maybe you can live without them, but they sure make things a lot easier, something that we should consider getting?
Sure. Anything that has to do with ice cream is a lot of fun for summer. So any of the ice cream makers or the popsicle makers are just make a really fresh product, you know, 10 times very different than what you would get in the store, and it's a lot of fun for kids.
Well, this is a lot of fun. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Anna Thomas-Bates, freelance writer who blogs at tallgrasskitchen.com. And also writes a weekly column for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's food section. We have posted her recent article on food or kitchen gadgets on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Robin Cherry and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Stay tuned for our Monday morning wake-up call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.